When is there a right time? All the time to be praising God. From the sunrise to the setting of the same, we shall praise God's holy name. This is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thank you for growing up today, and each and every day. We growing up in God. We rising, lifting, sowing, touching, and growing. Just don't know. It has been a journey to grow, and I'm still on this journey. I ain't never stopping. I ain't never leaving. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm transformed by renewing of my mind. Old things have passed away. I'm not even Jackie. I'm Jacqueline. I don't even go by that no more. Somebody called me Jackie. That means they know me from way back when, or they family member. But I don't even go by that name. I'm not Jackie. I'm not who I used to be. Thank you, past, for creating who I am today. See, I can look back, but I ain't going back. Because it's been a journey to grow. And you know, on this journey, I want to tell you so much. I got a lot to tell you. What they don't know is what they will know as we grow. I got a lot to tell you, though. Sometimes you just have to disconnect yourself. You have to remove yourself. You have to change some things up. And honey, that's what I had to do. I had to disconnect, reconnect, stay connected. Stay connected to God. Roll the window up, kind of noisy. Had to stay connected with the Lord. Hold on, somebody finna, okay. I thought somebody finna tell me something. See, I'm here. No, he get doing something else. But I'm here. I'm here at work, but I'm always working for the Lord, always working for God. I am 24/7, 365 days of the year. Even when I'm asleep, I'm growing for God, because I'm not dying. I'm growing, and I don't have long here. I don't have long to live. I don't know when I'm going to stop living. I don't know when my time is up. But I can tell you this. Something is going to befall me one day. And I'm going to leave here. They're leaving here. They're leaving here to go there. But while we're here, we got to keep growing. And so I don't have time to hear the drama. I got family members who are very close to me. And they ain't doing right. And I don't want to hear about it. You know, if they not doing good, if they not doing right, if they not telling me something that can help me, what can lift me, I can tell some other folks. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear the naysayers and the nagging and the complaining and the drama and the gossip. You know, I want to hear the gossip. So I don't have time to sit up on the telephone and waste and listen to what's going on, what's the latest. Because see, God is the latest, and I got to hear the wisdom. I want to hear what the Lord say. So to God be the glory. And like I said, I don't have a lot of time. It ain't a lot of time. Time keeps on slipping into the future, and time keeps ticking away. And there's a lot of things that we got to do here. It's when that one thing that we don't have is a lot of time. And one thing we cannot buy is time. You can't buy time and you can't buy happiness. I heard the man say he got all the money in the world, but the one thing he can't seem to find is happiness. So, you know, we got to find our happiness within. Happiness comes from within. We got to make ourselves happy. Life is a creation of your mind. Life is a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. Each day that we get is a gift, an opportunity to do something different, to get up and make something up, make something beautiful, make it happen. It's up to us. We got this opportunity. We got this gift that God has given us, and that's life. So I thank God for life. I thank God. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for the opportunities that God has bestowed upon me, that God has given me this chance to grow, this chance to be different, this chance to make a change, to do something. And I'm going to do it, because, like I said, I don't have long. You know, time is ticking. And Every opportunity, every minute, every moment is precious to me. And I'm going to do something with it. And right now at this moment, I'm going to record the podcast. I'm going to do this for God, you know, so I can try to lift and help somebody else, because, you know, each day God brings people around me to bless me. And I thank God for it, because I just tune the other stuff out. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the negativity. You know, let's talk about some positivity. Let's talk about what we're going to do to change it. You know, what we're going to do. So if you don't want to change it, then you like it. And so you're going to wallow in it. But I'm here to tell you, woe is not you, grow is you. And if they don't want to change it, you keep telling them, keep telling them, keep telling them. And they don't just going to keep on doing the same thing over and over. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting different results. Well, I'm not going to be part of that insane game. I'm going to be on something different. I'm on the dream team for God. Jesus, John, Peter, Paul, and them all. We growing and rolling on for God, honey. I'm here to tell you. He told me what Paul said. Paul said, shut up. Women should be quiet. Women shouldn't say nothing. Don't say. Well, God gave me a mind and a mouth and told me to grow and told me to tell the world to do so. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to grow for God. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful to be a part of something as beautiful as Grow. To be reaching all these people. To be reaching, tell them, hey, you know, it's all in your mind. Yes, you can. If you believe in you, yes, you can. Know what you can do. So many people have done some incredible things. Really incredible things. And we can too. You got people who just think about the people who've done stuff, you know, and you want to also. And so I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. So we can rise up. We can rise each and every day to reach our greatness. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just rise every day and try to reach your greatness. Be the best you that you can be. Because I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So right now, it's quiet. It's quiet. I shut it down. I shut it down. You know, your phone come to disconnect your phone. And then you be like, dang, my phone off. I got to get my phone. I got to pay my phone. I got to do this. I got to get it back on. Phone come to then disconnect mine. I did. I disconnected it. I shut it down. Because I can't take no more. I can't listen to no more. You know, trying to advise and tell people, hey, look, this is what you do. You know, this is what, you know, I can't. Even my own grown children, they grown. You know, it was a time they had to listen to me, and now they don't have to. They ain't got to listen to me. They grown. So I'm not going to keep ripping and running up behind grown folks. I got some other things to do. I got some other grown folks that I got to tend to. So, you know, I had to disconnect the phone. I cut it off. I shut it down. So I can't get no calls. I can call out, but I can't get no calls because I can't listen to the drama anymore. I got to hear the wisdom. I got to be available for God. I got to hear what the Lord say. I got to hear the wisdom. I got to see the wisdom. I got to give the wisdom. And at the same time, take nothing for granted. I take God. That's what I take every day. You know, I take nothing for granted. I'm grateful for this life. I'm healthy. I feel like I'm in my prime. And I got to take care of me. I got to eat to live. You know, I can't take nothing for granted. It used to be a time where I would drink Pepsi every day, all day. Well, not all day, but I drink it in the morning, drink it at night. I can't drink Pepsi like that no more. I still love Pepsi. I do. Every now and then, I just grab a cup and go to the fountain and get a few sips of Pepsi, you know, because I love Pepsi like that. But, you know, I love chocolate too. And I eat that all day. I bought a chocolate bar yesterday, one of them big ones. I ate the whole thing because I love chocolate. But see, that's taking stuff for granted. We can't take nothing for granted, you know, so I don't buy it like that. I don't buy chocolate, you know, and eat it like that. Every once in a while, I have a taste for it and I buy some chocolate. But I'm saying that to say this. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our bodies. I would just as soon die if I depend on a doctor and the pharmaceuticals and the hospitals to keep me on some medication that I can don't need and can take care of myself. I'm telling you that blood pressure can be regulated. There's no cure for blood pressure. Why would they cure it? And they making all this money with the drugs. You know, they making all this, everybody, they want to put people on blood pressure medicine. That's for life. But don't you know that if you eat right, if you eliminate some stuff out your diet, lower your salt and sodium intake, you know, eat healthy, that you can, and monitor your own blood pressure each day, you can regulate your blood pressure. I know. I was standing in front of a blood pressure machine about 3 weeks ago after I came back from Africa, because I was over there eating up some stuff. I was a goosey, and I love it. And fufu is good. It is good. And so I was eating it like every day, just eating. And it's a very rich food, and it's delicious. So I came back, and I ain't gonna blame it on the goosey. You know, it might have been something that bit me. Something bit me on my hand, and it looked like a mosquito bump. So it was itching. So what I did, I took a clove of garlic and rubbed it on there, and the itching disappeared just like that. And within a few hours, the next day, the bump was gone. But I remember standing in front of this blood pressure machine, and I had a headache, and I don't get headaches. I don't get sick. And that's by the mercy of God, because God got me here for a reason. So I'm standing there with this horrible, splitting, pounding headache. And I took my blood pressure, and it was high. It was 140 over something else high, over 90. And I had to do something for the headache, because I don't take pills. But I bought me some Excedrin migraine. Within 30 minutes, that headache was gone. And I began to incorporate these foods in my diet. And which I already, you know, I was over there for a week. So, you know, I'm eating some different stuff. When I came back over here, you know, I had to get back on what I'm on. That's garlic. Garlic helps regulate your blood pressure. I eat garlic every day. And bananas, you know. And what you got to do is you got to research. I'm telling you, garlic. Eat garlic. Garlic is good for a whole lot of things. Garlic is good for your heart, good for your blood pressure. Garlic is good for colds, flus, sore throat, toothache. It's a natural antibiotic. It is. And you will find that instead of these medicinal medicines, you will find that natural cures work even better. That's why God left all these fruits and vegetables for spices, oregano and rosemary and different foods that we need to eat. You know, I would take a red bell pepper and I eat that. You know, it's there's things that you can, good healthy foods that are good to eat. And cut out pork, cut out beef. You know, I heard a man say, the rotting flesh of an animal is not food. And that sunk in with me. The rotting flesh of an animal is not food. Because I'm tell you something, every now and then, I do like a cheeseburger. I ain't gonna eat no steak. But every now and then, but it's been, the times are getting few and far in between. They are. You know, begin to incorporate good foods into your diet. You ain't got to cook everything. And I'm telling you, don't use garlic powder. It's not garlic powder. It's not garlic salt. It's raw garlic. And don't cook the garlic, because when you cook it, you destroy the allicin. You just gonna have to chop it up over your food, and you gonna have to eat it. It's good for you. I'm telling you, I just eat it raw. I do. I eat it, and I don't care. You know, I don't care if nobody don't like the garlic bread. Then you know, just stand over there somewhere, because I got to eat this. I got to have it. And I got garlic sitting right here with me. And, you know, now I was told it wards off bad spirits. I was told that. And, when I was in that house. When I was in the house where I began to grow. My neighbor next door, Mr. Lenny, brought over this, because he used to bring over this food all the time. I told you about that. He used to bring all this food. And he brought this big old box of garlic. And I wasn't there. And he gave it to Brian. And he told Brian that it was for the spirits in the house. They found 3 bodies or 6 bodies in the basement. That's what he told Brian. Scared the mess out of him. But I knew it was spirits in the house. It's spirits down here among us. This is a spirit world we're living in. We're spirits, but we just are in the physical. We're actually spirits, but we're in the physical. And we got old souls. But there's good spirits and there's bad spirits. And we are to be guided by the good spirits, because we're all born to grow. I see somebody who is less fortunate than me. Laugh, smile, happy. Well, why can't I? Why can't I find the joy in life? Because life is not all about getting up, going to work, coming home, going to sleep. Getting up, going to work, coming home. That's not life, and that's not living. You have to find your divine, God-given purpose. Because we all have one. And it has to do with love. And what I want you to do is to love you. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. Because that's where it starts. And once you can truly, truly love you and who you are, then you can truly, truly love others. And begin to love the world and see your divine purpose will come to you. Because it's not all about working. I'm at work right now. That's the noise you hear, unloading this truck. I always think about when and where to record. I can record anywhere, anytime. But I try to make it as peaceful as possible, but life goes on. Life happens. Life is happening all around me. And life is going to continue to happen. Ain't nothing going to stop for 20 minutes I record. I realize that now. So this is life. This is it. This is the one you get. So love, grow, and have a ball. One day at a time. Yeah, that's one day at a time. I'm happy. I'm happy because I found happiness within myself. I realized that I can't depend on nobody else to make me happy. People get married and then expect for their partner, okay, now make me happy. It's up to you. You make yourself happy. Happiness starts from within. And then it spreads outward. And then there go happiness. There's so much I want to tell you. Just a whole lot. So I probably come back on here again very, very soon. Like today, maybe. Maybe today for tomorrow. But there was times that I was recording 2 or 3 episodes a day. But I really, really love this peace I have. You know, I'm so glad I shut the phone off. I am. What number God told me to shut it off, shut it down. Can't nobody call. I have to call out. And I like it like that. I do. Because I got peace. Like sometimes, you know, I get interrupted when I'm doing the work of the Lord. Just there it is, you know, some interruption. But not now. Grow. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. I'm getting over. I'm not going to let it bring me down. It keeps trying. I'm not going to claim depression, because then depression claims me. I'm not going to claim anxiety, because then anxiety claims me. I can't do nothing. Can't go nowhere. Can't talk to nobody because I got anxiety. I got God. I got God. And in, for, and about God, I am going to grow. Let's rise. Let's link up and lock up and rise up. See, we all got on. Link up with some other folks and lift them up. Because when we lift others, we all rise. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. I want to do some other things too. You know, I'm going to bring back a little, you know, do a little music and have some special guests. I got some people that I want to have on. I want you to grow. I just want you to grow. I want you to be the best you that you can be. I want you to rise each and every day to reach your greatness. I want you to come up, not off nobody else. I want you to come up off you. Stop letting you be in the way of what you can do. Stop giving yourself excuses and give yourself a reason to. A reason why you can. Yes, you will. See, I love doing the work of the Lord. I love it. I could talk to you here all day. But I try to cut it short because, you know, I only want to take a little time of your day and just tell you how important you are. You are a legend. And all legends aren't famous. And I know you go through, because I've went through. But suffering builds a legend. See, if it weren't for suffering, then I wouldn't have the testimony. The suffering, I went through the test, and it made me stronger, because what we don't allow to defeat us will only make us stronger. I ain't gonna let nothing defeat me. Whatever you're trying to quit, whatever you're trying to leave alone, mind over anything. God has given you a great mind, and you can do anything, keeper of the dream. You can rise above. You can defeat it, because it ain't going to defeat you. We ain't going to let it. Remember this. Say this to yourself each and every day. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Wisdom that's in your mind. God bless you as you grow.